May God's grace, His peace, His abundant mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, our blessed Savior, the true treasure of our hearts, the treasure for Amos, for Paul, for John the Baptist, for Ezra, for all of us. Amen. Our text is the Old Testament reading from the prophet Amos, chapter 7. We'll talk about the life of Amos today. Please pray with me. Lord, we cannot live on mere bread alone, but we live only on every word that comes from your mouth. So feed us your life-giving word this day. Open our ears to receive it, our hearts to believe it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me begin with a story. One day, a little puppy took a walk around his master's farm. When he came to the pen where the horse was fed, he heard the great animal call to him. "You must be new here," the horse cried. "You will soon find out that the master loves me more than all the other animals because I carry large loads for him. I suspect that an animal of your size is of no value to him at all." The little puppy hung his head and was about to walk away when he heard the cow in an adjoining stall say, "I have the most honored position on the farm because the farmer's wife makes butter and cheese for my milk. You, of course, little puppy, provide nothing of value to the family." "Cow, your position is no greater than mine," called the sheep. "I lend the master wool to make his clothes. I provide warmth to the entire family. You are correct, however, about the little dog. He gives the master nothing." One by one, the animals joined in the conversation, telling about their honored positions on the farm. The chicken told how she produced eggs, and the cat, famous for her quickness, how she rid the house of mice. All the animals did agree on one thing. The little dog provided no service of value to the farm family. Stung by the criticism of the other animals, the puppy found a secluded place away from the animals and began to cry. An old dog heard the sobs and paused to listen to the little one tell his story. "They are right," the little puppy sobbed. "I provide no service to anyone." "It is true," the old dog began, "that you are too small to pull the wagon, and you will never produce eggs, milk, or wool. But it is foolish to cry about what you cannot do. You must use the ability the Creator gave you to bring laughter and cheer." That night when the master came home exhausted from long hours in the hot sun, the little puppy ran to him, licked his feet, jumped into his arms. Falling to the ground, the master and the puppy played in the grass. Finally, holding him close to his chest and petting his head, the master said, "No matter how tired I am when I get home, I feel better when you greet me. I wouldn't trade you for all the animals on the farm." You ever feel like that little puppy? Like you're kind of useless. What are my gifts? What's my value? What's my importance? It's at that time that we need to run to our Master Jesus, have Him put His arms around us in His absolution, His holy word, and His supper, and He reassures us that we are of infinite value to Him. We're with His blood. We are precious, special, somebody's. Today I want to talk about someone who probably in his life for a long time felt like that little puppy. He felt like he was a nobody. He was of no use. And his name is Amos. Amos is our Old Testament lesson today. Amos was a minor prophet to us living now. He's very important. He has his name in the Bible. Of course he's important. A minor prophet. Wow. But I think in Amos's day, he was a nobody. He was a blip on the screen. Who was Amos? As he says at the end of the text, he was a shepherd, a herdsman, and he took care of fig trees. He picked figs and took care of sheep. Not really a great job. We call him a poor farmer. And we know he was poor because he didn't have servants pick the figs and take care of the sheep. If he was rich, he would have servants do it. He himself did it. He was a poor farmer. He was a nobody. He was from the land of Tekoa. Tekoa, where's Tekoa? Tekoa was so small, probably even smaller than Bethlehem where Christ was born. Small. No one great came from Tekoa. He had no education to be a prophet, no credentials, no position, no qualifications. He was poor, a nobody. And at the end of the text, he's told by the king of Israel, by the priest of Bethel, to go home. He was called to be a prophet. Notice the way of God, the last shall be first, the first shall be last. The humble are exalted in God's kingdom. God can use anybody. He's called to be a prophet. And yet, even as a prophet, he's not successful by worldly standards. Nobody listened to Amos. A poor farmer going to the kings of Israel. Can you picture that? A poor farmer going to the kings of Israel and telling them to repent because of their idolatry, their injustice, their immorality. They didn't listen to him. He was a pest to them. The name Amos means burden, and he was a burden to the kings of Israel. And notice what the high priest speaking for the king says. Flee away! Actually, in the Hebrew, it means fly away. The idea is that Amos is an insect. He's a fly or a mosquito. Fly away, little bug! Get out, you little pest! Go away! Go back to your homeland in Judah and go prophesy there. Get away from here. You're a burden. You're a nobody. Get out of here. You're a poor farmer. We're not going to listen to you. And they didn't listen to him. I don't know if Amos converted anybody. Luther called Amos the most violent prophet in the Bible. He preaches heavy law. He's rude. We would say he has no tact. He calls the rich women of Israel cows. Ladies, how do you like it if I called you a bunch of cows? You're rich, fat. Not a lot of tact, is it? He was a loudmouth. He was a bull in a china shop. He was a misfit, an oddball, a poor farmer up to the kings of Israel. Nobody listened. A little dog that felt like he was probably pretty useless at times. Why am I doing this? How many of us at times feel like an Amos? We're a nobody. One out of 6 billion people. A blip on the screen. I try to live my life for Christ, but what impact am I having as a husband, as a father, in my workplace? Am I having any influence at all on anybody? Anybody listen to me? Anybody follow Christ that I love? Am I having impact? Am I successful at all in the eyes of the world? We might feel like we're nobodies at times as Christians on this earth. When I was writing down thoughts on this sermon this week, I was in my dining room of my house, and I went into the kitchen at night to get a drink of water. And there in the kitchen, as I went into the kitchen, what was on the countertop and on the floor in the kitchen? What was there? Ants. Who has problems with ants? Steve Kaiser, can you get rid of ants too for me? Maybe I need somebody else. Richard, get rid of ants for me? Maybe. Ants, we got a lot of ants, but they were all over the countertop and on the floor, and I'm getting a drink, it's late at night. And so, what did I do when I saw the ants? Did I say, you poor little ants, you're trying to get food for your family. You're trying to feed your family, you're trying to make a living, you poor little things. Go ahead and wander the house. Get your food. We got a pet frog and two pet cats. What's some pet ants in the house? Take over. Is that what I said? What did I do to the ants? Where's the can of Raid? Spray, stomp, sweep, throw out in the trash, spray some more, get rid of them. They're just ants. I don't know, I think at times we feel like we're ants too. We're just trying to make a living, right? Trying to have bread on our table. And yet, as God's people, as God's children, sometimes we feel like we're trampled on, swept away. Who cares? Get out, Christian. We don't want to hear you. Don't want to follow your Jesus. Just leave. Fly away like a little bug, like a little ant or a little fly. At times like that, we need to react like Amos. What does Amos do, this poor farmer, do when the king tells him, flee away, fly away, go back to your homeland? He could have had his head cut off like John the Baptist if he didn't obey. What does Amos do? Does he pout and cry and go off in the corner and quit? No. Notice the words of Amos at the end of the text. Amos answered and said to Amaziah, who was the high priest speaking for the king, I was no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore figs. But the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, go prophesy to my people Israel. In other words, Amaziah and kings of Israel, you may say I'm unimportant. God says I'm important. You may say I'm a nobody. God says I'm a somebody. You may think I'm a pest. God has called me to be a prophet. You may think of me as a burden. God says I'm a blessing because I carry the words of the Almighty God. Amos remembers his identity. He remembers who he really is. He's not just a shepherd or a fig picker or a nobody there in the land of Israel. He is a child of God. He's an heir of salvation. He's redeemed and saved. He's loved by his God. He finds his worth, his identity, not in what others say about him. He finds his worth in what God says about him. And dear friends, that's what we need to do. When we find ourselves down, discouraged, depressed about life, who am I? Then we have to recall our identity. And we base our identity, we base our value not on what other people say about us. Then it's up and down if the boss gives us a good evaluation or a bad one. We don't base our value on what other people say about us. Then it's up and down. People say they like me, oh, I'm up. They don't like me, I'm down. Base your value, your importance on what God says about you. And in the waters of your baptism, like little Ezra, God says we are his children. We're heirs of salvation. We are his treasured possession, the apple of his eye. You can't get any higher than that. That's what God says, and so it's true. Sins washed away, forgiven, redeemed. We have the grace of God. We're the apple of God's eye, his royal priesthood, a holy nation. A people have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's who we are as we sit here today, and we recall that identity as we make the sign of the cross with the invocation, I'm baptized. And so all is well. What can harm me? When I'm a child of the living God and an heir of heaven. What was the big news this past week in the world? Big news in the world out there. The death of a singer, right? Michael Jackson's death. Can we watch any more about Michael Jackson's death? Media, TV coverage. Interviews, millions and millions of people. Michael Jackson's death, that's the news of the world. But what is the big news in the kingdom of God? The big news today is the birth of a little saint. Not a death, but a newborn child adopted into heaven. No, where's CBS today when Ezra was baptized? Where's NBC? Where are they all at? Where's CNN? Where's all the interviews? Where's the TV cameras? Where's it all at? Where aren't people putting flowers out for the birth of a child of God rescued from hell into heaven? Where's it all at? We don't see that in the world. They don't care about that. But all the angels are singing. The archangels rejoice today. The millions of angels rejoice. The church rejoices. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. The birth of a child of God. Adopted, redeemed, saved. All the saints rejoice. We don't see it, but who cares about what the world thinks? We care about what God thinks and what God does. And God has saved a little boy. And so he saved us when we're baptized too. You know, high school graduates, some were asked what they want to be in 20 years. You know, high school kids, those of you that are around that age, what do you want to be in 20 years? They were asked in a survey, and some answers were, as you'd think from high school kids, want to be a pro football player. Mine was be a pro baseball player. Want to win the Indy 500 in a race car. Someone said they want to marry a movie star and move to Beverly Hills. That's a great goal, huh? Someone said they want to travel and see the whole world. One person wrote, I want to live fast, die young, and leave a good-looking corpse. Need to pray for that kid, huh? But above all, what was the number one thing that kids want to be 20 years from now? What do they want to do? What do they want to be? Number one, above all, a millionaire. Want to be rich. How are you going to do it? I don't know. Just want to be rich. Kids, children or junior high or senior high, I pray that in 20 years, what do you want to be in 20 years? What do you want to do in 20 years? I pray you'd say, what do I want to be in 20 years? What do I want to do in 20 years? I want to be a Christian. I want to be a Christian. I want to be what I already am, a child of God. I want to rejoice in that every day. I want to serve my God every day. Whatever it is, I want to serve my God every day. I want to be a Christian. I want to keep the faith in my Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I want to be. I already am that. I just want to be what I already am, a child of God, an heir of salvation. That's what I want my four kids to be. What job you have, do it. Do it well. But be a Christian. Be a child of God. Live your life for the Lord. He'll work all things for your good. What's a million dollars mean against the mercy of God? Nothing. What's $1 million mean compared to a mansion in paradise forever? Nothing. It's a penny. It's nothing. What's traveling the world mean when I can travel the new heaven and new earth and paradise for an eternity? I don't need to travel this world so much. I got a new world I'm going to. Amos was a nobody who became a somebody by God's grace. Dear friends, we might feel like we're nobodies, but we are somebodies by the grace of our God. As we sit here today, we are special. We're very special, each one of us. We are important. We have high value. We're children of God. We're nobodies who have become somebodies. Believe it. Live it. Rejoice in it. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let us rise. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We confessed our faith in the baptism, so we'll continue with our prayers.